Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 20th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries and Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe have welcomed the Supreme Court's ruling that companies can terminate workers' contracts anytime without offering terminal benefits.
When it comes to contractual law, sometimes what the contract says is what an employer also implements. And I believe really, the court has been pragmatic in looking at the facts.
The family of missing activist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square says it welcomes the $10,000 reward offered by the police on information leading to his whereabouts.
That leaves a lot to be desired, and it actually raises eyebrows. And the reason for that is why it is and how it is that the police actually had to wait for 4 months.
And the United States and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations today after more than 5 decades of hostility.
For us to continue with our clean-sweep approach and saying, you know, we will not be friends with so-and-so, it's not going to help because the world is moving on.
Please do stand by for these stories and much, much more coming up.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries and Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe have welcomed the Supreme Court's ruling that companies can terminate workers' contracts anytime without offering terminal benefits by giving them 3 months' notice only. EMCO's President John Mufukari and CZI President Deft Norupiri told Studio 7 that they entirely agree with the ruling, saying it's positive for employers. But Labour Minister Priska Mfumira, begged by labor organizations such as the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have raised serious concern with the ruling, saying it will see many workers being retrenched.
Mufumira says the judgment has opened floodgates for employers to terminate workers' contracts. She said her department received reports that some workers were fired soon after the Supreme Court ruling. For perspective, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, President George Nkiwane and self-confessed libertarian independent economist Rejoice Ngwenya of Liberal Market Solutions. Ngwenya says the ruling is positive.
We do not give the impression that the government of Zimbabwe is totally abandoned, or the judiciary has abandoned the rights of the workers, because as part of the team that was in the constitutional making process, I do understand that the workers' rights are clearly and adequately protected in the constitution, also covered by human rights. But unfortunately, when it comes to contractual law, sometimes what the contract says is what an employer also implements. And I believe really, the court has been pragmatic in looking at the fact that the degree of freedom of association that an employee enjoys as an individual must be the same one afforded a company, which is also considered a legal persona. I believe really that perhaps the law was looking at the facts as they appear in the constitution.
Mr. Nkiwane, your response?
I need to be very clear on this one. This is the worst judgment ever that we have ever had in this country. Number one, morally and ethically, it is very, very wrong. Whether the judge has interpreted the law correctly as it ought to be. But we need to look at the repercussions and after effects of that judgment. So whether the law was interpreted correctly, but what we need to look at is the intention of the legislator when they enacted the Labor Act that we are currently using. And if you look at the judgment itself, the judge is referred to common law. And I wonder how they did that, because I'm not a legal persona, but I do understand that the tenets of common law in the majority of cases that trying to resuscitate a law that has been abandoned maybe 13, 20 years ago here in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Ngwenya, are you of the same opinion that this is the worst judgment ever?
Well, look, I mean, that's me obviously asking the wrong person. I'm not a socialist, I'm a liberal. And really, the way that we liberals understand the balancing of capital, you really have to offer equal depth and magnitude to capital, whether it's money or human capital or machinery. The thing really is that the interest of the business also have to be taken into account. When a law is inflexible,
I mean, there's been so much talk about flight of capital in Zimbabwe and the reluctance of the international investment community come to Zimbabwe. Other than indigenization, the labor laws have been very strict. I mean, the MCOS has done a lot of work in trying to look at the way that the labor laws can be made simpler, because if it is impossible to retrench a worker who has signed a contract, then it means the sustainability of the company is also under threat. So I believe really the judge has taken a necessary judgment that balances the interests of the legal persona, the company, and also the individual who is the worker.
Mr. Nkiwane, your response to what Mr. Ngwenya is saying, that the labor laws in Zimbabwe are also responsible for the reluctance by some investors to come and do business with Harare?
Not at all. I think we are skirting around the major issue that we ought to deal with as a country. We have agreed with a document that we refer to as the Kadoma Declaration, wherein we did agree both business, labor, and government that our major constraint as far as foreign direct investment, not only foreign direct investment, those who are looking even in our own investors, they can't invest in an economy where we have policy inconsistencies. And the political risk factor, the question of security of property, is a major issue. And this is in black and white, because we did agree that these are the issues that we have to deal with.
That was George Nkiwane, president of the ZCTU, speaking there with a self-confessed libertarian independent economist, Rejoice Ngwenya of Liberal Market Solutions. Both were speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.